Loose Fragments Live, definitely catch them because they do kick ass, dude.
And, except for them are not kicking ass.
Yeah.
You guys, when you were playing at the Harvest, I noticed a big, pretty much another band you guys are that draw a good slam crowd. People are slamming in front of you guys, haven't
they? They're sort of slamming, grooving, well, bobbing their heads and stuff.
It was maybe like the first
we're getting
time.
Too violent.
Got a pseudo pit happening.
Yeah.
Pseudo pit.
Yeah, it was fun to watch people. Got us into it more.
Yeah.
It was cool.
It'd be cool if there was some blood, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but nobody pulled any knives out. You see some knives.
Yeah. Well,
so bring weapons to our next show. Right?
No.
Right.
No
weapons. Bring your love gun.
Yeah.
And your lordosis.
As far as you guys playing around town, which you have been doing, have you been playing a lot lately?
We've been playing a little bit less than we were before Christmas, but we're still playing, you know, quite a bit. We're going to start playing a little bit more this month, I think. Right. Trying to get back to our normal.
Some out-of-town touring, getting some of that in tune.
How does that go? Is it pretty easy in Gainesville? Is it hard to get out of Gainesville and get into the touring around scene?
It's not really that hard if you really get on the ball of Cody. Cody's the one to get on the ball here. He's the one that calls everybody and send them, you know, demo tape, and he gets his gigs.
You just got to be on the ball. You just got to do it. You know, you got to really be aggressive, and you got to have a tape to send them.
Right.
And the only secret to playing out of town is don't make the trip unless you're opening for someone who can bring a draw in that town, or otherwise it's definitely not worth your trip.
Really?
It's just not worth it because two people go.
Yeah, a lot of bands, I mean, a lot of clubs are pretty up on that too. They try to book you with somebody who's draws a pretty good crowd locally, that way to, you know, build it up, get people to see you too.
Then you can return the favor when they come to your town. You can let them open up for you. This way it should work, yeah.
Right.
Back scratching.
I do want to mention real quick that for those of you wanting to check out some good live music tonight, hit the covered dish and check out Dave Matthews. Bill over at the dish told me that this is a great band. He doesn't usually go out of his way to mention that. But those of you who have not made plans for the evening and are looking for some good live music, go check that out. Head down to the dish and check out Dave Matthews. It's supposed to be a killer show. And I'll see you there. And if you see me, buy me a beer. Just look for my voice, okay?
Maybe we might want to mention for singers, if you'd like to contact us, the phone number is 338-2800.
That's right.
That's
write it down.
338-2800.
Yeah.
And you can also fax us at 336-8360.
Yeah, lay your voice down on the paper.
At the home office of the Gainesville Alternative Music Alliance.
Also known as Gamma.
Gamma. It's not a frat.
I'd also like to plug the now defunct Burrito of the Apocalypse.
Yay.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that
Burrito,
band, Jesse.
Burrito of
the
Apocalypse.
That was a slamming back in my first tour, back in Poontain Chow. I was flying air armor. We used to go around and tear up the barracks and play crazy punk rock type stuff and throw beer on each other. It's a good time.
All right. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming in and being on the Homegrown Harvest.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it.
And thank you out there for listening.
Yes. Thanks for calling in. Thank each and every one of you.
Any of you who have missed part of this, be sure to tune in on Thursday where this will be rebroadcast. But don't forget, it's not live on Thursday. Don't call in because we won't be answering your call. Or we might answer it, but we won't be able to ask a question. So if you missed any part of this or you just want to hear us again, tune in on Thursday at 5 o'clock for the Homegrown Harvest. This last tone is appropriately named
Rush Hour Traffic.
Rush Hour Traffic. Yeah. And this is the end of our program, and I hope you enjoyed Loose Fragments. Check them out again one time more. They're playing live at Danny's, and they're also playing at
Market Street
on All You Can Swill.
Yeah, on the 16th of March.
That's right.
Danny's is this Saturday night.
That's right. Don't miss it. And this next tune,
called Rush Hour Traffic, called so because the chorus sounds like
honking horns. Screaming people. You can just see people flipping the bird.
And I came over here in Rush Hour Traffic, too, just to be on the show.
So, yeah.